PFT Media.
It's Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City. Welcome back to our show. Let's get started talking about all things Orlando. Big Time Street Food Company will open July 4th at 805 East Washington Street in Thornton Park, next door to a laundromat and Burton's Bar, and two doors down from the soon-to-be-built two-story half-residential, half-retail building. Big Time Street Food Company is self-described as a food stand and offers buffalo cauliflower, fried cheese curds, pesto fries, KFC wings, the Burton Burger, hot dog salads, and $3 sodas? Epic Axe Throwing is currently under construction at 47 East Robinson Street in Suites 104 and 105, just two doors down from Craft & Common Coffee and Gift Shop. Axe Throwing is a 2.5-hour, booked in advance, $35 to $45 group activity for 6 to 24 people, recommended for birthday parties, team building events, bachelor, bachelorette parties, reunions, or just a night out with the friends. According to Forbes magazine, axe-throwing venues are a trend that started in 2011 in Canada. One chain called Urban Axes has locations in Philadelphia, Austin, Boston, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Durham. Tampa already has two. If you want to experience axe-throwing before the first Orlando location opens, head to Tampa's Raider Axe Lodge or Axe-Throwing Tampa. A 2,916-square-foot restaurant and bar building built in 1948 at 1566 West Fairbanks Avenue is for sale for $895,000. It's located next door to Four Rivers Restaurant and comes with a partially equipped kitchen and, quote, extensive bar. A new donut shop is in the works for Orlando. The Donut Experiment is looking to open in the Soto District at 211 East Michigan Street. Similar to Little Blue Donut Shop in Winter Park on Fairbanks, the Donut Experiment will offer freshly made donuts onto which guests can place their favorite sweet toppings. Winter Park City Council approved a request from Sigen Corporation for site and building plan approval to construct a two-story, 5,492-square-foot residential building at 217 and 227 Hannibal Square East. This is to be a replica of the Liner apartment building to the east at the southwest corner of Welburn and Virginia Avenues. The four residential units on the second floor are all less than 750 square feet. City Council also approved a request from Sigen Corporation to construct a two-story, approximately 4,275-square-foot retail/residential building at 218 South Pennsylvania Avenue. This building will have 750 square feet of retail or office space on the ground floor, 927 square feet of storage space on the ground floor, and 1,677 square feet of residential space on the second floor. The retail spaces may be food-related businesses as long as they have 12 seats or less and are classified as retail. A two-story, 5,494-square-foot office building, one two-story single-family home, and 16 parking spaces are in the works for the property at 301 North Pennsylvania Avenue in Winter Park. The project is by Z Properties Luxury Residential and Commercial Builder, which also owns the office building and property next door. The two buildings will share a newly configured 32-spot parking lot. And finally, Craft & Common Coffee and Gift Shop opened downtown at 47 East Robinson Street, Suite 100. It offers a full coffee bar, a small selection of baked desserts, a large selection of gifts, cold canned drinks, and a smattering of tables and chairs. It is beautiful! The space is dominated by a blonde wood community table in the middle of the space. This is where you want to sit. The tiny cafe tables do not put you in the right spot. You want to be in the center of everything, feeling the calm and positive vibes coming at you from all four corners. Upon first entering, you'll notice the right side of the space feels decorated and active with rows of gift-laden shelving, seating, and a colorful open-faced fridge. The left side feels purposefully minimal, with a large white undecorated wall, save for the lovely logo, a black and white coffee bar, and a few cafe tables and chairs. Potted plants are hung on two walls in white plastic buckets and tucked in any corner that needs some softening. And Insta-ladies will hear the siren song of the Instagram selfie spot, with its on-trend palm wallpaper and teensy rattan chairs. Hell, I heard the siren song. Click! Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.